are such an asshole.
All right, kids. This one was a doozy. I charged him for 3 hours. It ended up taking five. Not asking for more money, but I did not realize how detailed this would have to be. And I'm happy to be done with this one because it took all that time. So let's get to it. I'll read the request and I'll go through all the caveats and everything else because I know with a title like that, it's going to be inciting. Hi, Cappy the Hur. Please let me know how much it would be for you to do a crude analysis similar to the Book of Numbers, but Joe 5 actually wants kids. Basically, if the book is the comparison of the following two options: one, confirm bachelor, versus two, get a girlfriend and wife and start a family the traditional way, although you didn't go into the raising kid parts. Please analyze and compare another option. Three, skip the whole girlfriend wife thing and just throw money at an in vitro fertilization clinic plus a surrogate and then raise kids as single parent. Also optionally, four, hire a lady of the evening or ladies of the evening and or a nanny since Joe 5 still has needs. Video, blah, 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 willing to pay for the thoroughness. Well, this was not some kind of crude analysis was, of course, their estimates, economics. You know, I can guarantee you the numbers I provide here are not the actual correct numbers. But as I like to say, I just want to get into the ballpark. So, all right. So generally what, if anyone's new, because I could see how the topic might attract new audience members. So I wrote this book called The Book of Numbers. Analyzing the ROI and the pursuit of women. It is an actuarial study. No, it's not shticky. I actually hired out an actuary to analyze it. And the reason it's not shticky is that there is no higher cost a man is going to incur in his life than his pursuit of women. And all that is a cost-benefit analysis. The first of its kind, and so far the only of its kind, until someone comes along with some better metrics. I'm losing my voice because I've been doing stuff all day. And he's right. The client is right. That did not look at kids. It merely looked at what was deemed to be successful being happily married. I didn't look at kids. So we could consider this study an addendum to that where we could factor in kids. I said, did some cost benefit analysis here. So let's go through the warnings since everybody's so fragile. This is an adult topic. And by adult, I don't mean rated X or rated R. I mean, we talk about things adult like, and we set our feelings aside. Of course, now the internet goes down. Of course. Hang on. Let me check something. I got an idea. Just bear with me. This always happens. Okay. Looks pretty good on my end. All right. If it's bad, let me know. I'll pull up the comment section here. This is numbers. All it is number. We're doing cold, calculated, empirical data. Pure economics. We're not talking emotions. We're not talking feelings. We don't do politics. This is just a cost-benefit analysis. All right. When he asked this question, he says, well, what if we threw kids and then... alternatively, also a nanny and then a lady of the evening. What I realized what we're doing is you're asking me, what is the value of a woman in terms of being a mother, a wife, having children and things like that? And that's what we're really doing here. Now, keep in mind, when we talk about what is the value of a woman, we're not talking her economic value to an employer or the economy. We're not talking her overall value to society. We're not talking her spiritual value or we're not talking that. We're talking from purely a man's perspective who is interested in women in a romantic, marital, familial type of way. So I know all you girls, you're valuable and I got it. We're not talking about that. We're talking from purely a man's perspective, if you can allow for such a thing, in the confines of marriage, romance, sex, and all that other stuff. So that's what we're really doing here. And so that's why I titled it that, even though that may not have been the client's intention. What we're trying to figure out is, to a man, can you put a price tag, not in a prostitution sense, though that is factored in here. What is the value of a woman to a guy? Good one. And so he, in his email, and I'm sorry, I'm not more fluid in this. I'm just trying to read so we can go through it. He proposed basically three different scenarios. The first scenario was just in vitro fertilization. All right. He's not going to, girls are totally removed. He's not chasing after him. He's not going after him. He's not getting married. Just have the kid and get married. Then he says, all right, what about if I throw in a nanny, which is essentially outsourcing the mother component. So there's, you have the birthing component or function. Then you have being a mother component. And then we get to what I call the wife, that just means sex. So there's these different components. So now we have three essential scenarios. So one, just the IV costs. Okay. Just for her to bear children. Then two, the IV costs and a nanny. All right. So I call that a real mother. So scenario one is just the IV cost. I call that a modern day mother. What's it cost to replace a modern day mother? No offense, because ain't nobody raising their kids. You might as well, might as well be, because I don't see anybody. I know there's some ladies on you. God bless you. But mostly just, you're effectively IV. It's a surrogate is what it is, because no one raised the kid. I can't wait to drop it off at daycare and the nanny and then ship it off to school. Grandma, here you go. You want to raise another group of kids, right? There you are. Here's your wish just came true. So scenario one, just IV surrogate costs. Okay. So replacing modern day mother. Scenario two, replacing a real mother that includes IV costs and a nanny. Only for, he said 4 years. I said, well, you ought to do five because kids got to make it to kindergarten. And then that would replicate what I would guess would be maybe industry standard by today's standards. But me being more cynical, I'm just assuming day two after the hospital, we drop the kid off with grandma and off to the races we go. Scenario three, this is a real mother and wife where you have the mother having the kid, raising the kid for 5 years, the nanny, and then wife, essentially sex. Okay. And this is outsourcing and we're looking at a compartmentalized replacement. What would it cost? I know it's going to sound horrible, but we have to go to the prostitution market and look that up. And so that's what that is, where you're going to, okay, I got to pay for intimacy, essentially, put it politely. And then what I did is I added a fourth scenario because, and I call this the real mom, because I'm like, you know, a real mom, you would raise the kid until they're 18 or at least 16 or 14, get them off to high school. And this only assumes one kid. I thought a real mom would stick around, you know, like super mom. Like, you know, well, we'll wait till the kid gets off to high school or something like that. But I just assume till 18. So she's in it for the long haul. So that's scenario number four. All right. So those are the four scenarios. Review them again. Scenario number one, replacing a modern day mother, just in vitro and surrogate costs, just having the kid. Scenario number two, replacing a real mother, IV costs and a nanny for 5 years. Scenario number three, replacing real mother, nanny and a wife. With the use of paying for intimacy. And then scenario four, all that plus the nanny will stick around until the kid's 18, which may, and of course, these are all up for debate. This is economics. It's not real science. It's all BS. All right. So here are the assumptions, and this required a little bit of research. Surrogate costs $115,000. It's based on the research. It can be a lot more. You have no idea all the different things that go into this. And just hold off on the super chats for now, guys. I just hold off for now. We'll get to those later. And then there's legal costs. This is estimated at $20,000. That's usually combined in with the surrogacy costs. Obviously, it could be a lot more if the surrogate mother decides she wants her kid back. So, you know, wide range on these costs. The in vitro fertilization costs, they're only about 20 grand a pop, but you have to do it three, maybe even four times to get a kid. And so they estimate that it's $55,000 a kid. Nanny, $40,000 a year. Obviously, that will vary based on location and would determine how many kids you have. We're only going to have one kid in this scenario or these multiple scenarios. The sex and its frequency, tried to mimic what the real world is. So it assumes you have sex twice a year until you graduate from college. This is all starting at 18. After you get from college, I'll go into reasons why. It's going to assume sex four times until he's out of grad school. Why is he going to grad school? We'll get to that. And then sex 24 times a year until he's dead. That's two times a month. That it is $500 per session. That's roughly what the going rate is based on what all equally unscientific polling data was out there. We're assuming no inflation, so this is all $2021. I'm assuming a 40% tax rate. And the reason I'm assuming a 40% tax rate is because if you truly are not, like in his original scenario, you've given up on girls, you're not doing it, all right, then you're going to have a lot of extra time. And I think pretty much every man who's over the age of 30, because I remember, God, even late 20s, say, do you know how much more I could have done in school if I had just not chased girls? And a buddy of mine, like, yeah, I could easily have a doctorate. He's like, yeah, I could have built several more houses. He was a carpenter. So I'm going to assume you're going in for a real STEM school, or it could be a trade. I'm just assuming engineering Eddie. And he's going to get his master's in engineering. This is going to provide an income premium, which is going to go play a huge role, but also all your savings and not pursuing girls, especially when you're younger and a young man full of energy, let's just say. That money would then go into an S&P 500 fund. That money will earn an 8.64% after tax and inflation rate in the S&P 500 index. No additional children. And if you guys want to pay me to go ahead and run extra scenarios, you certainly may. It's going to cost you an arm and a leg because I didn't program the model to be terribly robust. No wedding, no ring, no divorce, no alimony. All pulled from the book of numbers here if you wanted that. Also researched. And also this is kind of key because it depends on when the costs are for the surrogacy and IVF. We're going to assume you start having your kid at 40. So you've gotten everything squared away. And it's interesting at 40, because the numbers kind of play an interesting role. So here are the results. Now, and by results, there's a lot of results. Let me first start off with some basic numbers here. When you look at the cost, which we're going to say is the value of women, and that's probably a misnomer, it is the value of what women bring to their table or what men are looking for. Like if you were to replace this in the real world, here's what we got. For surrogate in vitro to be pregnant and bear a child, that market rate is $190,000. That doesn't mean the value of birthing a child has a fixed cost. The market rate, you can outsource it for 190 grand. Again, huge range with all those surrogate and in vitro costs. Mothering, substituted by a nanny. You can't replace mothers. No, you can't. I don't know why you guys keep doing it though, but grandma, I'm sure, is real happy. And the nanny industry is just booming. 40 grand at, did I do that? No, 40 grand at 5 years, 200,000 or 720,000 for 18 years. And then for the wife component, meaning intimacy, you have sex at the rate I was explaining before over those years. You are looking over up to the age of 78, 79, you're looking at $637,000. That's a lot of money. And that obviously will play a role. Okay, so when we add these up for the different scenarios, here's the quote value. I really should say like replacement value, outsource that, something like that, for the four different scenarios, right? So just mom, modern day mom, where you just basically have a kid, that's $190,000, the in vitro. The real mom, where you breed and you nanny for 5 years, that is $390,000, $200,000 of mothering in there for those 5 years. A real, real mom, where you have the child, you nanny for 18 years, and there is, I'm sorry, you only nanny for 5 years, and there's sex involved, you go up to 1,027,000, just a little bit more than $1 million. And then, quote, real wife, mom, we could just say traditional wife in the old school, evil, oppressive 50s. which is have the kid, nanny for 18 years, and sex, you're looking at $1.5, almost $1.6 million. That is the replacement cost for those services. So, all right. Now, you may say then, oh, I got to fork out that amount of money. Like, this is the price I have to pay. That's the value of a gal. And actually, in a, this cold, calculated, empirical economic sense, yes, the value of a, let's just say, traditional stay-at-home mom, wife, June Cleaver, let's just say June Cleaver, is $1.5, $1.6 million. Because that's what it would cost to, in a very Voltron sort of way, outsource each component to a lion, or lion, if anyone gets the 80s reference. All right. But as evidenced in this here before, there's an opportunity cost. And as we had, I'm sure you guys also had the conversation in your past, where it's like, man, if I just didn't go to the bars and the nightclubs and instead worked more or paid off my debts, there's an opportunity cost for these savings. And when you have these, if you invest in them in the S&P 500, you can invest in whatever you want. I'm just doing it for the sake. These savings then offset the cost of you paying for certain things in the future. Cause you're 18. You're not going to go get IVF and a surrogate mom and a nanny, but you are going to save money between 18 and 40, which is 22 years. And a significant amount of money can be built up in some kind of, mutual fund account or something like that. So when we factor in this investment revenue or these capital gains, it lowers the effective and real cost, because instead of you chasing tail all the time, you're saving up your money and lowering the real price that you would pay in the future for IVF, nanny, ladies of the evening, etc. So scenario one, modern day mom, you're just replacing someone who has a kid. All right. Pretty simple calculation. We're just looking at outsourcing the birthing. But we're going to start, remember you start at 40. So going into your 40th birthday, you will have saved up $349,000, ceteris paribus. Okay. the nominal cost of the surrogate and in vitro fertilization is $190,000. but here's the thing. So your total costs, okay, just for this one, just to pay somebody else to have a kid for you, $190,000. But your $349,000 is going to more than pay for that. So you're not having the nanny yet. So you're basically at $200,000, a little bit shy of $200,000. And that's going to be parked in your account for a while. That also means you'll continue to earn interest off of that. You're not $0. So now you have a significant nest egg. And then with your added income, because you're an engineer, now here it comes. Let me try the speed test again. Hang on. I don't know what's wrong. I got good internet here. Maybe YouTube. I apologize if it's YouTube. Anyway, so where were we? In other words, this is the cheapest option. You have a lot of cash going into this. You have a large nest egg even after you pay cash for all this, and that is going to continue to grow. And with your added income, you're not paying for a nanny. You're not paying for ladies of the evening. There's not that $637,000 cost amortized. So this money has time to grow. And by the time you're 78, 79, you will have a savings of $11.7 million. Now, many of you will remember it is $9.6 million in this book. But that does not account for the fact that had you not chased girls and had you gone into engineering and had you earned more money, you would have had that extra $2 million. There. So the 9.6 is universal kind of average Joe. This, I'm assuming that you're going to take your extra time and invest it in some kind of career and work extra. So it's $11.7 million. That's the power of compounding. Look it up. Probably the most valuable lesson you show that. Now, to keep the math consistent, what I did is technically that's a savings of 11.9 million because the 190, that's 0.2 million, the 200,000 there. you'd be getting that value out of it. So your savings is technically 11.9 million, but we're not going to split hairs. All right. Obviously it's much cheaper. I mean, you might as well adopt. That's another thing I was thinking. There's a needy kid. All right. But if your seed must pass on, I didn't think about that. In fact, then if your seed must pass on, okay, fine. But I'm just saying there's a lot of needy kids out there that could use a good home. So the English translation, you are paying yourself $11.9 million to outsource merely the modern day mom. Okay. Okay. Scenario two. That's not the mouse. This is the mouse. Scenario two. All right. So it's the mom and the nanny for 4 years or 5 years. Sorry, I miswrote that. All right. So you go into the same war chest at $349,000 at 40 years old. You saved up enough money that it will also pay for all the surrogate costs, and with extra income coming in, all the nanny costs. And it's very critical. If you're not mathematically inclined, you really don't know the power of compounding. It's incredibly powerful. The fact you're not zeroed out with those expenses means you still have this nest egg relatively early on in your life, and it will grow over roughly 40 years. And so when you do the numbers for that, let me make sure scenario number two. So your total costs now are $390,000, $200,000 surrogate, roughly $200,000 for nanny costs. And your savings then is $7.4 million. If we add the value back because you paid for it, you presumably that you got that as well. You're looking at $7.8 million with savings with including the value. English translation, you're paying yourself $7.8 million to outsource having a child in vitro and to have a mom raise your kid via a nanny for 5 years. Okay. Now we drop the big bomb. Now you pay for sex. And I won't lie, it's the largest expense here. Hang on, let me go back. Yeah, so having a kid, $200,000. Mom for 5 years is $200,000. And then the sex is $637,000. Now, a mom's real value comes if you stick around till they're 18. Certainly if you have children, multiple children, then that is obviously more important because there's more humans involved. But if you're just doing on a, you know, the mid-range package, your majority is paid for sex. And it's so true. I know I have a degree and I'm so intent there. There's an internet. No. How many times you got to tell you guys are scum? We're not scum. We're programmed this way. We're shallow. That's the number one thing we're interested in. And it shows. Don't get angry at us. This is the market value that women charge. And so it kind of represents, it's a little less sex than the average couple has. The average couple has sex 1.3 times a month. Married couple, that doesn't factor in divorce if people aren't having sex. Cohabitation, 1.6. Anyway. So scenario three. All right. So sex costs you $630,000 to outsource. All right. The problem is this is a huge expense and it starts early on, especially when you have the highest demand for it, when you're some horny buck at 18. And so it just destroys any of the capital gains or investment savings you would have. There's some, but not a lot. And so your savings really drop. Additionally, I'm fully aware, gentlemen, that having tapioca pudding every night is going to get awfully boring, and having a new dessert every dinner is going to be. I admit it's an apple to oranges comparison. I hate to say this. I told you this is adult conversation. The 630 is obviously 30,000 is obviously going to get you a superior product because men want variety and beauty. And that $500 a night of a session roughly is going to get you some pretty good. Maybe I should have built in a higher cost as you got older and uglier. This certainly is that. But I just kept it at 500. So again, we're just trying to get to the ballpark, maybe even in the parking lot of the ballpark to have a little bit of tailgating. Also there is no arguing, no negotiating. It's like, hey, show up, boom, bye, see ya. And that's an intangible benefit as well. But I am fully aware, gentlemen, because I've known several men close to me said, you know, after what I paid him for in my divorce, I could have had a prostitute, a high end one once a week, the entire time I was married. I'm like, yeah, I knew that. I am an economist. I know those things. Could have ballparked that, could have told you that, but you just ignored the past 40 years. Shane loves me. So now you're not coming out ahead. You're coming out ahead. There is savings, but you're still going to have to pay some money. So it subsidizes. You're no longer pursuing the girls. There's savings there that is going into money. You are actually coming out a little bit financially ahead during the younger years, but you don't have anywhere near the cash each and every year to invest, especially during the younger years. So your ability to offset these costs are much less compared to the previous two scenarios. And so your total cost to have the child, the nanny for 5 years, and sex regularly, the total cost is $1,027,000. All right. The money that you would have had from savings would yield $770,000. Nowhere near the 11.7 million. So that renders your real effective cost of $250,000. So the total cost just out of pocket, like if you were to get married and have all these things, that's what you're going to probably end up having to pay. But with your savings, because you're not pursuing girls, that nets you an extra $750,000 out of $1 million. Your real costs are $250,000. So significant savings. Then scenario four, because, you know, I don't know, I like kids. I think they should have both parents around and somebody raising them. Ooh, evil man, evil. The state should raise the children. Yeah, that works. Where you have the mom, the sex, but you have a nanny for 18 years. Okay. All right. So the extra 13 years of mothering is $520,000. Your total mothering costs $720,000. You have, now here's the interesting thing. You still now have the exact same amount of savings, because if you go to scenario number three, you are basically wiped out when you pay for in vitro fertilization costs of $40,000. So there's now no positive balance in your little 401k, your replacement girl fund, whatever you want to call it. That's been wiped out once you paid for in vitro and the nanny. So it's, I'm sorry, the in vitro almost, no, not the, and the nanny. The nanny is what wipes it out, brings it to zero. So now there's, and you never get back up, in part because the sex is so expensive and so is the nanny. And that makes sure you keep running a deficit. So there's now no additional opportunity for future savings. So your savings are capped at that $770,000. And then your real, so your total cost for all that is going to be $1.547. Your savings is $770,000. So your real effective cost for all that is $770,000. Okay. And so for a composite Frankenstein piece together, Voltron war, June Cleaver wife, where it's all componentized or compartmentalized, $750,000. So there. All right. So basically, I mean, you kind of knew this. I mean, it's not like we needed me to run these numbers, but yeah, it's costly. Yeah, there are huge opportunity costs to a young man's time had he invested. It's the same thing for women. If girls weren't spending their money chasing boys or the, I guess, gussing themselves up, majoring, if girls didn't go and get worthless master's degrees and instead threw that into the S&P 500, or girls majored in engineering and became CPAs, the numbers would be the exact same, because the finance, the numbers, it's the same amount of time, same income, same levels. So this is universal, but it's men would spend this money on the pursuit of girls. One would be interesting to run it out of the girls. Like, what do they spend on clothes and shoes and heels? And what, I guess we'd have to go back to the 90s to figure that out, because now it's purple hair and bull nose rings and sweatpants and I don't need no man. Got it. We got the memo. Been getting it since the Carter administration. We got it. All right. So the observations, first, the value of a real wife, to summer, we're talking the traditional wife, easily multiple millions of dollars, easily, because that the 1.5 million we came up with, that's just costs. That's economic costs. That says not like if she loves you, takes care of you, supports you, raises the children, and is also a good compatriot, a good lover. You can't put a price on love, but all right, just the bottom, the bare minimum is $1.5 million. That's just wage. And if you get the right gal, it's only up from there. And especially if you raise another child, you're easily just base cost, base value, lowest possible value, $2 million. Easy, easy. So there's that. And therefore it's, you know, it's invaluable. You can't measure non-tangible things. If you find someone who's nice and hot and takes care of, so it's impossible to measure, right? However, this was highlighted in this book. It's the entire premise. The opportunity costs of chasing women are tremendous. And we see this in the 11.7 million savings, the 7.4 million, and then the heavy subsidies on just early on in your life, not chasing the girls. And I apologize if I'm scripted here. So, all right. So what we have to do is we have to factor that in, which is what we just did now out of the request of the client. All right. So therefore, if you are going to compartmentally outsource different functions of women, you save a ton of money, $770,000 minimum if you go with the luxury package, and $11.7 million if you go bare bones and just want a kid. Sex, all right, so sex alone, because of how early on you consume it, will eliminate nearly all your investment gains. And therefore, if you were to have the luxury package, you know, sex and a full-time nanny until 18, you're going to be paying the nanny out of pocket. And keep in mind, this doesn't mean you're losing money. I mean, this presumes you're going to have a regular job and an income. We're not looking at your budget. We're looking at it, you know, with or without these various sub-compartments what's the word I'm looking for? Tasks, chores, work, toil of gals. So whatever you would have gained, you're just going to pay for it with the sex alone if you wanted sex, which I'm going to presume most of you do. And then when it comes to outsourcing the actual mothering or raising of your children, you're going to have to pay a nanny, and that's going to be out of pocket. But you're still coming out financially. So conclusions. All right. It's nothing we haven't figured out before. Nothing we haven't said. Men will have to decide for themselves if these savings and opportunity costs are worth the pursuit of women. Men, and here's what I say. Men should come up with strategies that allow them to potentially find a quality woman, but without sacrificing their career and education and potential. And so I don't think it's an if, you know, either or. Just listen to your older men, guys. Don't go to nightclubs. Stop spending money on dating apps. Stop. Go up to a girl and hit the gym. All right. You don't have to waste all this time. And you know what? You ask out a girl or two a week. Really? Here we go again. Yeah, it's slow. Okay, it's coming back. Sorry about that. I'm thinking people are just watching that watching a lot of TV. You can save up a lot of money. You can do both. Unstable. It's unstable. All right, we're just gonna go with it. So go ahead, continue your career. Do not put girls number one. All right, because in doing so, ironically, you will attract more women because you'll improve yourself. And that's the final conclusion here, is that it's been said before, and it's in the final chapter of my book, Book of Numbers, and Rich Cooper's book, Unplugged Alpha. You have to improve yourself as a man so you're a higher value man. One, so you don't waste your life. Two, you become the best version of yourself you possibly can. And in doing so, you're going to drastically increase your chance of actually finding a quality gal. Because right now you guys are going up to gals with your soy arms and your debt and living at home and no job. Well, they don't want that. Completely understand the frustrations of gals. But it's not an if or. I mean, that's what the economic analysis proposes. Hang on. Let me do the speed test again. Oh, wow. It's really crap. You can do both. You can have masters in engineering. So God's sake, don't waste your time going to a bar. Don't go to the gym, not the bar. Diet. Don't drink. You know, that kind of thing. All right. Let me do some technical stuff. We'll come back. We'll get all the super chat stuff. I may go out. I'm going to maybe even reset the router. Just do another speed test to make sure this works. I'm sorry, guys. It's just, this is how it is. People aren't working. People aren't doing their jobs. All right. Let's go through super chats if there are any. All right. Now you guys can submit your super chats. Oh, I better go back. All right. Fred Freeman Sowell. For $2, I'm the last Fred Freeman, so I'll take my money, a-hole. I will. And I will log in and get all the missed super chats. Tom, $5, I'm drinking right now, celebrating that I have no kids. You want to talk about a high ROI, look at a vasectomy. Fred Freeman, Sowell, $5. Is it worth the risk in some situations? If life has no meaning, if single, maybe take the risk with the right gal, slender, votes Republican, no debt, no kids. If you want, I'm not saying don't have kids, but do it. God damn it. Hang on. I'm resetting this thing. I'll be back. Your computer ain't doing anything, is it? I'm now we're back. Oh, see, it just required, because someone designed it wrong. See, it would work if people program and design things right the first time. Isn't this fun? Welcome to the new economy. Yes, it is. It's up to you, man. I decided not to have kids because I could barely support myself for the longest time. And Lord knows how long this will last. Dog DeMarco, $2. Having test tube babies is morally wrong at best. I think there should be a mom involved. I think you need a nuclear family. The mother's just as important as the father. But the guy paid me. I'm to do an analysis. Like I said, there was no emotion in this. I just paid to do what I do. Fred Freeman saw $2. I'll go to March for Life in January and meet my future wife. I'm sure you will. I'm going to log into the YouTubes here and we'll get to all the missed super chats because technology doesn't work. Just bear with me. Here, I'll do this so you guys don't have to hear. Okay, it's pulling up now. Are you guys all happy that like we have everything's computerized and microchips, and they did a great job programming them and designing them? All right, let's scroll to the originals. Mexi Mike, $2. Ah, yeah, time to spurg out. Come in, Das Kapital. Donna Hannaford for $5. Cappy, the Aussies are awake now, laughing out loud, and my uncle plus two mates are watching this. You're getting the bloke's book for Christmas. Oh, getting this bloke's book for Christmas on Audible Book. Oh, good. Well, thank you. Say hi to all the Aussies down there. Fred Freeman Sell, $2. The British are coming. The Spencers are coming. Mexi Mike, $2. Correction. The Thornbacks are coming. What's a Thornback? Alex Bettino, like Rolo says, younger, hotter, tighter. Fred Freeman Sell, Ilhan Omar, Democrat, has a nice figure, slender. Yeah, she's a big gal. There's no doubt about it. I mean, and I catch flack. I thought Michelle Obama was an incredibly pretty woman. And everyone, I'm like, no, she dresses nice. She's very feminine. She keeps herself together. She obviously loves Barack. I mean, politics aside, I think that's a, you know, I don't know the inner workings, but that family seems pretty ideal. Robert Flores, $2 after I threw money at YouTube girls, $2 left. Look, how about this? Don't waste your money on the YouTube girls, all right? Just donate the money to me. And I guarantee it will go to fun, sexy things like fertilizer and water pills and what else did I have? Oh, I had to get some trim, some wood. Very exciting things your money will go to. Fred, my simple requirements, not overweight, not liberal, no bad debt, no kids. I think I would also like low sex partner count and likes Prager and Dave Ramsey. Come on, Fred. You've read this book. You know it's not out there. I'm just doing a number calculation. This is not what do I want. This is not going to happen. Mexi Mike, $2. You don't want our money. What the F? You've changed me. No, I do. I do. It's just that technical difficulties. $5 from Joey Biden. A point of view, you're watching Cappy the accountant doing cost-benefit analysis of your sex life for the next 2 decades of your life. Nice. No, actually, for all from 18 to 78. Fred Freeman Sell, $2. I'm the last from. Oh, okay, good. Drinking now. I think we're caught up. Mexi Mike, $10. Even Kevin Samuels explained that a high-value man look at a gal as risk-reward, her sexual market value versus possible 50 to 75%. College educated gal, higher risk, divorce, rape, shoot, even regular non. Mike, you know, if you could just spell them out, man. Help me out. Help me help you. Chris is black, our tornado chasing agent in the kid. The same storm system that's going to drop tornadoes is also going to slam the Black Hills with some big wind and snow. I'm done. Tuesday is looking best for chasing. Where exactly is still too early. Dog DeMarco, Testube, Boom, Marfalai. Chris is black, $2, laughing my ass off. Dude bros are talking, taking all the Wi-Fi for Cappy. No, it's just people watching their soaps, their nighttime shows, or whatever it is. All right. Did I catch up? No, we got a couple more here. Oh, wow. Waspinatrix ne Parcus expert. Is that Latin? They need to make more trigun without the pacifism. Without the pacifism, that would be good. Fred Freeman Sawwell, $2. Dad wanted to take me off the will. I said Michelle Obama's hot. Not to say she was hot. I said she was beautiful. Fred Freeman Sawwell, $2. More expensive divorce or the Carlson Online MBA? If you have no alimony or child support, usually your settlement is a lot cheaper than online MBA, certainly at the Carlson School. But if you have kids, you got to pay child support. Not so much. But it's like $90,000 to get an online MBA, which you can do almost probably for free somewhere. You could probably get a free MBA online somewhere. All right, that's it. I think we're all caught up. There you guys go. If you have lots of money for me to conduct another analysis like that, go to azzleconsulting.com and get both Rich Cooper's book, The Unplugged Alpha. Also get my book, the book of Numbers, and you don't have to go through the numbers. It is the last chapter where we talk about getting jobs, going to the gym, asking girls out. Yeah, and it's work, but that's going to drastically improve your chances. All right. See you guys later. Toodles.